Dundas, Minnesota. Even the interstate cries out of silence, hovering under the floodlights and puddles of gasoline burning the moon. Someone is leaving this city forever, and someone is driving the CV Island beaches where girls walk naked from their night shadows, anticipating more than the scars of desire, anticipating wind rising up through their bodies like song. Because despite what we think, we are always returning to an outfield in Dundas, Minnesota, where we stand among tree groves and rotted out trains and watch balls sail over the fence in the other direction. Tell me, where do we go from here then, stranger? Lost in the wind drift and catalog highways, stilled in the brain with invisible cities, girls in Portland returning this hunger, walking the hawthorn with wings in their hair. Even the gilded Madonnas in Brooklyn are crying for their hearts to be opened, sleeping in gutter punk squats in Berlin, empty cathedrals where nobody prays, where tourists reach for the black hand of Jesus, sweat-stained and dulled to a nub. Even the rats on the back streets of Oxford, even the bird on the burning streets of Santorini, picking a crust of bread. There's a reason we only move further from Dundas. There's a reason we don't see the true leaf, looking at a eucalyptus grove, a eucalyptus tree, a single leaf hanging in the backdrop forever. Because beauty is never as clear as the sound, the headlight, the half-light we see in a dream. The mind wants to move in a circle, return to the lines it remembers the best, find itself riding a series of high short notes through the ceiling and off in the ether. The soul says go clear. The heart says go back to the first cry and do it again. The mind only spins in between. A three-headed lizard, a house cat with nothing to do but stalk yard birds and chew on its tail. There's another thing, too. Something we don't have a word for. If God were enough, we keep saying, but it's not. And anyone who's seen it will tell you there's nothing but light and space and oblivion at the end. Nothing but the same luck ruined by meaning, by living too close to the words. The emptied out back street. The small white ball in the field lights covered in flies. The freshly mowed grasses, the visible parts of Orion. The cricket sounds building the dark other side of the fence. And in Portland, where girls walk shyly from winter, their imperfect habits move ceaselessly over the steel bridge, crossing the river on bicycles, cruising the night roads, hovering over the oil drums piled on rail-set barges below, all skin black, shivering rust in the glare, a reed of pure ecstasy pressed to your lips, returning in floodlights and black water shining and song.